Hello, theologisters, sisters, and misters.
Welcome to the Coven.
So today, I plan something really special. I want to go through r/paranormal and read you guys some allegedly supernatural stories, other people's experiences. So this is from the Unexplained tab. So I compiled a bunch of short stories, and for the most part, I just want to see what your reaction is to them.
Okay.
The first one that I wanted to read to you is by Fighting Neurons.
Mm-hmm.
The title being, "Anyone else party with shadow people?"
The hell?
Are you ready? So again, these are all under the Unexplained tab, which means that these people want actively, they ask for these experiences to be debunked or proven. All right. "Anyone else party with shadow people? Ever since I could remember, I've been visited by shadow people. It starts when I'm trying to go to sleep. I suddenly hear music, a radio, or people talking. That's when I know they're coming. I remember one specific occasion when I was a small child. I was almost asleep, and I felt them crawl up onto my bed. There were always three of them. It was almost like they melted into my bed sheets. They started chatting among themselves, and I said, 'Go party somewhere else. I'm trying to sleep.' They went from sitting positions to lay down alongside me. I felt them breathing. They were so black they obscured any light that came from the cracked door and lit hallway. Before you say sleep paralysis, I swear it wasn't. It happened almost every night until I was in my 20s. They didn't scare me. They were just kind of annoying. I've had real sleep paralysis since then, and that shit is horrifying. I still experience auditory hypnagogic hallucinations."
Hypnagogic.
Whatever that word is. "So, I still experience auditory hallucinations, but consider them comforting as I've had a hard time sleeping, and when I hear the talking or music, I know I'm getting close to sleep. What do you guys think? Was I partying with ghosts, or just mildly batshit?"
To my knowledge, shadow people do not breathe.
Right.
There could be a ghost playing tricks on them. However, what makes me think that it's not ghosts, At first I said, okay, it might be ghosts because of the voices, but then it got more in depth.
Mm-hmm.
If they felt them crawl into bed, breathe, talk, and music, shadow people, to my understanding, do not breathe. They can interact with the physical world, but that's genuinely just to scare you. So right. If the breathing was set there to scare you and didn't scare you, they would stop. Because you said to stop talking and go party somewhere else, a shadow person, like, they don't leave.
They won't listen to you because they're not there to placate you. They feed off of negative energy. So if you don't want them there, they're just going to stay.
Yeah. So if they stayed, then it's possible it's a shadow person. If they left, it's more possible it's a ghost. From the thing that they were saying, it sounds like they didn't leave. Crawling into their bed is another scare tactic. Playing music is an odd one, but auditory hallucination, okay, maybe they were trying to calm them. In that case, again, it's not a shadow person. I would go more so for lesser demon, because they've stuck around.
Okay, so your final verdict is either hallucinations or demon.
Mm-hmm.
Is it often that demons are lonely and want to befriend a human? Is that a thing?
Now, I don't personally talk to demons.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like something you would do on the reg.
But if I were to make a hot guess, it's not impossible that they might get lonely, mm-hmm. but they might also be there just to be trickster demons and mess with you. And might be thinking, ha, this is bothering you enough to put it on Reddit. But you know, they don't seem to be harmful, which would, again, lead me to lesser demon. However, it could just be a flat-out hallucination because you were lonely.
And, like, not even just, like, being skeptical, but it just, it from what you've told me about shadow people and, like, what I've already learned about, like, demonic entities, it just, it doesn't match up with what they're saying. Like, this is so tame. It just, honestly, like, it seems like this would just be, because they said that they experienced it as a small child. It was as they were falling asleep. They mm-hmm. felt them crawl into their bed. They laid down with them. They melted into their sheets. Like, all of that just says, like, comfort to me. Yeah.
So your take is hallucinations.
My take is the hallucination of, like, a lonely kid. And it just, like, stuck with you. So when they asked, what do y'all think? Was there parting with ghosts or just mildly batshit? I'm going to go with mildly batshit.
I'm going to go with mildly batshit, but, you know, not in a bad way, because this seems to just be them coping with some sort of stress that they should probably just go to therapy for. Maybe they'll be put on some medication and this will go away. If it doesn't bother them that much, then that's fine. They can just keep it.
Yeah. So we should have a rating system for, like, how paranormal the story is. So, like, out of 10, like, I rate this 1 spook out of 10. You know, 10 being, like, definitely paranormal, 1 being not paranormal. I'm going to rate this 1 spook out of 10. What do you rate it?
So I'm going to, again, go with the same answer as you, which is 1 spook out of 10.
All right. First not spooky. Story.
This barely even goes supernatural at all, if it even does. This seems more psychological.
Yeah, go to therapy, get that checked out. Or don't, if you're cool with it. One of the two.
They seem cool with it, so I'm like, you know. All right. What's our next story?
Next story is by Minuscule Max, and the title is House is Probably Haunted.
Okay. Now, haunted, that is a term used quite liberally.
Yeah.
So let's find out. Is your house haunted or are you just dying?
No, God.
That's the only other option.
All right.
I said that so seriously. That's the only other option.
That's it. All right. So this happened 2 days ago when I was at home alone. My parents and siblings were out at an uncle's house, so I was there laying in bed watching YouTube and some other stuff on my phone. After an hour or so, I finally decided it was time to sleep, so I put my phone down and tried to doze off when, just like that, my bathroom fan came on. Now, I don't know how in the hell it came on, since the fan is switch-operated and someone or something had to flip the switch to turn it on, but I walked over and flipped the switch to turn it off, and nothing else seemed to happen other than me having to stay awake because I was on my guard. Also, this isn't the first encounter my family has had in this house. The day we moved into the house, we found what seemed to be muddy boot prints all over our living room tiles. The prints seemed to have came from the kitchen, with no reason for it starting at the kitchen since there weren't any doors there, and ended at the windows, which also had no nearby doors. There weren't any prints coming through the front door or any of the other doors in my house. So this one is a mystery. So the two main evidence that we got here is a bathroom fan coming on in the middle of the night and strange muddy boot prints appearing the day that they moved into the house.
So it started from nowhere in the kitchen.
Yeah. And this was the day that they moved in.
Yes.
I don't know.
And then it ended where?
So, okay. Prints seemed to have come from the kitchen and ended at the windows, and there were no nearby doors.
At the windows in the bathroom, was it, or the kitchen?
In the kitchen.
Did they check to see if the fucking window was locked?
You know, that would have been my first thought.
But there were no bathrooms. There were no what in the kitchen?
There were no doors that were, like, near the muddy boot prints. So, like, what they're saying is it didn't seem like someone walked in or walked out. They just came out of nowhere and ended out of nowhere. And they said what seemed to be money boot prints. So they're not even entirely sure that's what it was.
So what we've got is the bathroom fan came on randomly and spooked them.
Mm-hmm.
So the bathroom fan coming on randomly and then being able to switch it back off.
Mm-hmm.
That's a little paranormal.
Okay.
Especially if they're home alone and they would, but they were just about to fall asleep. However, that waking them up and keeping them on their guard like that does sound a little bit like a ghost type thing.
Mm-hmm.
Ghosts like to mess around with you now and then. And since they hadn't seen any shadow people and there was no other, like no further activity since those 2 days ago, they likely haven't done an edit in the comments. Otherwise you would have mentioned this.
Mm-hmm.
So that seems ghostly. Day one of moving in and muddy boots from nowhere in the kitchen, or alleged muddy boots from nowhere mm-hmm. in the kitchen, that then end at the windows. I mean, I'm assuming they think it's mud also because they literally, you know, can clean that.
Yeah.
So that would imply that it's probably mud.
Is that even something that a ghost could do? Could a ghost leave footprints?
Mm.
Not like impressions in the ground, but like leave a physical trace that they were there. Is that even something that they could do?
They can leave a trace that they were there by moving something, flickering on lights and off lights, you know, that kind of deal.
Right.
So those are traces like, that they were there. So this is an extreme.
Right. Like that would be. So like here's
that,
my take.
That would take
that
a
one.
Lot of energy from a ghost.
So like my personal take on that one, they said it was the day that they moved into the house. They found these boot prints. In my opinion, whoever was helping them move into the house, you know, maybe they stepped in something, maybe they cleaned up some of it, maybe they didn't clean up all of it, maybe they were really old and, you know, some of them just like got scuffed away over time as people were walking around the house. Like maybe where they seemed to not have, I mean, because like if they were in front of the doors, you have to think like that's a high traffic area. So if people are coming in and out and like helping them move into the house, it's very possible that because it's a high traffic area that whatever footprints were by the door were just, you know, kicked up.
But they weren't by the door. That's the thing.
Well, that's what I'm saying is that if they started by the door, which would make sense, because let's say that if you're walking in from outside, that is where you would get mud. So it would mm-hmm. make sense that if you're walking through the front door, let's just say it's the front door, and you're walking through the house, you would leave footprints from that door. So what I'm thinking is that because being near a door is a very high traffic area, those prints disappeared because people were walking in that area.
That's a good point.
That's
now,
what I'm thinking.
What I do need to say about this person is, again, a lot of people don't think about it, but you really need to, when you're giving out this information, is put as much as you can.
I mean, like I picked
were
really
the footprints...
short stories, but...
Yeah, no, I mean as much detail as you can. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter if it's a short story or not. Mm-hmm. Like, the things that I want to know are the footprints male or female?
Mm-hmm.
Were your windows locked? Did it rain that day?
That's a good one.
Like, those are things I want to know.
And also, you have no idea how long those footprints have been there.
Yeah. Did they look dry or not? And even if they were dry, it doesn't matter because you were moving in.
Exactly.
Were there boxes in the kitchen?
How many people have been there before you?
Yeah.
Were there people there the day before, the week before? So, I mean, as for the boot prints, wow, that is really hard to say. Boot prints.
Boot prints. Boot prints, boot prints, boot prints, boot prints.
Because I keep wanting to say footprints because I'm reading it. But I will say that the fan coming on like that and they were able to switch it off makes me think that a ghost would be able to switch the light on, which if the light switch was physically flicked, that is to me more paranormal than something electrical, like flicking on and off by itself without
the switch
moving.
Yeah, the fact that it still functioned perfectly fine. Another thing I want to know, what was the battery percentage on your phone and how long were you on it? What kind of phone do you have? Mm-hmm. Those things are important because when around supernatural entities, your phone battery and any battery on any device will slowly start to deplete much faster.
Hmm. Interesting. But yeah.
So my phone battery has just dropped before out of nowhere if I'm around something supernatural. And if I'm not, it'll be perfectly fine. Same thing with laptops. I think that's all I carry on me, to be honest. That's
why I constantly
have an extra battery, to be honest with you.
Is that why so often in these like ghost hauntings or alleged hauntings, they say that the lights are flickering because it's draining electricity?
I mean, I could imagine that, yes. It could also just be them trying to contact and be like, hey, I'm here. But it takes energy out of a ghost to sit down and do these things. So there's only so much they can do.
Right.
So, where they get their energy from, I have no idea. It's probably just part of their spirit and they slowly gain it back over time.
Hmm.
So I'm not a ghost, so I can't tell you.
Yeah, let me know when
allegedly.
You're a ghost.
Oh, I'll let you know. I'll haunt you.
Thank you. I appreciate
that. Of course.
That.
We're like bestest buddies. I'll be sure to haunt you.
We need to come up with some kind of code. So if you die before me, you can give me that code.
Well, you know, if you still have a young child, I'll just have them describe what I look like to you.
Yes, perfect.
Just don't keep any photos of me anywhere near your house and don't let your children ever see me.
Exactly, and I can't ever talk about you.
Yeah, I'll just wear cosplay every time I come over to you. Just.
I love how you're implying that, like, you're going to die by the time I have kids. Fucking hell. So, okay. Out of spooks, 1 out of 10, I'm going to say the light switch flicking is, to me, like, if I was in that situation and no one else was home and the switch was physically flipped, I've never heard of a light switch doing that on its own. I would, honestly, at that point, I'd do research and say, like, is it possible for any reason, like, if the light switch itself is, like, loose or something, if that happens ever. But I would say that that for me is like a solid 4 out of 10 spooks, but the boot prints is 1 out of 10.
Okay, so here's my issue for light switches.
Mm-hmm.
To turn them on, generally, you flick it up.
Right.
Especially with a bathroom one, which is on its own.
Right.
However, if their switch is upside down, they could switch it down to turn it on.
Right.
So if they switch it up to turn it on, that's ghostly. If they switch it down to turn it on, that could just be a loose switch.
Right, and gravity.
So they should have specified that one as well. Like, little bits of things that, like, people don't think about.
I wish that we could contact these people directly. I mean, like, I could comment on these. If you want, we could DM them. We could do a follow-up if you want. Like, we could, because I know that you're compiling notes. Like, we could message these people and ask questions and do a follow-up.
I'm not opposed to it.
Yeah, maybe. Let's see how we feel by the end of this.
Yeah, so your conclusion is
light switch, boots. Yeah. Light switch, 4 out of 10. Spooks. Boots, 1 out of 10. I don't know. That one just seems so... It could be literally anything. But the light switch, I mean, like, how often do you hear of a light switch physically flipping on its own? Like, it's one thing for the lights to flicker on their own. That could be a breaker issue. That could be just an electrical faulty wiring. But how often...
But a switch is so different.
Like, if that happened to me, where, like, I was just chilling at home, and all of a sudden I hear, like, the bathroom fan turn on and the switch is flipped up, I would be terrified. So, like, I think that at least gives a 4 out of 10. I think that earns a 4 out of 10 spooks. Now, do I think that that's something that...
So, overall, happened? Are you going 4 out of 10 spooks?
Yeah, I think the second thing that they said, like, the bunny boot prints, just has nothing to do with it. I think that they had this like little one-time paranormal experience. And so for that one-time experience, I would give that a 4 out of 10. Of like, for me, that's also like my skepticism scale, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So 1 being entirely skeptic, that's dumb. And 10 being I'm a believer. So I'm going to go with 4. Because that one would be hard to explain. If the case is that the switch was physically flipped up and you had to flip it down in order to turn it off. I mean, yeah, that would freak me the fuck out. Would that freak you out?
I've been through so much, Emma.
Sorry, let me rephrase that, because you're a stone hard badass.
I'm not, but I've been through so much.
Yeah, no.
I still feel intense fear of things. I'm just
desensitized.
Not a fucking, yeah. Desensitized to an extent.
All right. Are you ready for number 3?
Oh, yeah. I haven't given my overall or my conclusions. Listen to me and my things.
Since when do I value your opinion?
Since we started this damn podcast.
All right. Hit me.
Only since then.
All right. What do you got? Tell me.
For the boots thing. Again, you explained it quite well, and I agree. I think that one has nothing to do with it. It's likely just a 1 spooks out of 10. I'd even give it as close to a 0 at some points.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give it a 1. I'm gonna give it a 1, but it could go down to a 0 at this point. I'm going to pretend that the number 0 doesn't exist, though.
Okay.
For the lights, I'm going to give it a 3 spooks out of 10.
Okay.
Because it's never happened to them. Mm-hmm. But again, to me, that's not too spooky. However, it putting them on edge is normal.
Yeah.
And overall, I'll give it a 3 spooks out of 10 because I'm just so fucking used to it.
Alrighty then. Alrighty. Story number 3 is from Super Tired 3312.
I feel you.
What a mood. And the title is Please Help Me.
Okay.
So, all right, you ready?
I'm scared to write the phrase please help me in this book.
Oh well.
All right, just please help me right below my Eldritch Abomination sketch.
Oh yeah.
I doodle things during the pre-scramble. To hear the pre-scramble.
We're going to plug our Patreon in the middle of an episode. Plug the Patreon.
Why not?
Oh my god.
Subscribe to our Patreon on Strange Beliefs Pod, is it?
You know, if I'm going to plug this, I'm going to plug it, right?
Yeah, plug it right. Do it.
This is so dumb.
No, this is good marketing. That's what that is.
You can subscribe to us on patreon.com/strangebeliefs, and you can get access to extra content, like extra stories from Arthur, as well as pre-scramble content, which is what we record while we're getting ready for our episodes. Let me tell you, it is chaotic.
Because, as said previously in this episode, I think? No, in the pre-scramble, actually. I am chaos incarnate. It's horrifyingly bad.
Listening to Arthur scrambling to get all of his, like, notes together. And he's like, wait, what are we talking about today? Shit.
Not just that, too. The little stories and the just, like, random singing and the...
Oh, yeah. No, it is. We try to get everything out before the podcast, although sometimes stuff sneaks into the episode. So I lovingly refer to that time and I record it as the pre-scramble. So if you guys are interested in I guess it's considered our bloopers. If you guys are interested in that, you can definitely go and find us on Patreon. Again, that is patreon.com/strangebeliefs.
And I don't know about you, but bloopers are my favorite part of any film or podcast. So
and get to know us a little bit better. It also gives you access to our Discord and you guys could talk to us directly there.
Yeah, ask some questions, get some answers, talk to each other too.
Yeah, we really want to build a community.
Honestly, this is really just all about informing people about things, building a community, and adding a little bit of hilarity and just some lightheartedness on occasion.
Yeah.
Of course we have serious topics, but
we like to bounce back and forth.
Yeah. It's a nice push and pull.
You know, especially because you have so much experience with witchcraft and all and like the supernatural and paranormal experiences. I think it's important that we do have episodes that are more, you know, educational.
But I also don't want to punch someone in the face with it, you know?
Yeah. So like every so often we'll have more serious episodes where we talk more about, you know, the stuff that you do and, you know, how you cast spells and your relationship to your goddess. Like those are all things I want to get into more in the future. And so you can find more of, you can find more of Arthur's stories. There might be some stories from me that have nothing to do with paranormal stuff. We're going to just try to have fun on our Patreon. So if you guys are interested in that, then definitely. We're hoping to post a lot more content on there. We definitely want to see you guys on the Discord as well. We really want to get to know you. So yeah, that was a very shameless plug.
Now, please help me.
Oh yeah, please help me is the next story. And again, so that is by Reddit user SuperTired3312. All right, you ready?
And we feel them. I am ready to hear this one.
All right.
What do you need help on, friend?
I figured the dreams weren't a big deal. I guess I was wrong. First of all, I'm not really religious. I believe a higher power exists, but I'm not sure what. Over the course of months, I've had dreams with the same guy over and over. I could go into detail of those, but this post would be extremely long. I made jokes about him being my interdimensional dream boyfriend, and I don't think that helped my situation. My nightmares, in quotes, involving him are usually violent or unsettling. I've had two about being sacrificed, not by him, but he's there. The most recent dream was Halloween night. I was aware in this dream, so it didn't scare me. He was cutting people open as I watched. The worst experience with him was a month or two ago. I was lying in bed when everything went black. I felt my entire upper body shaking. I heard muffled talking. When a guy clearly spoke, "You're not really going to let this happen to you, are you?" Then I snapped out of it. I don't know why, but I went back to bed. In that dream, I was being dragged through a church with a red carpet by a bald man in a robe. I could feel the carpet. I was dragged into the altar room. There were no chairs. The guy I see was at the podium. Double doors swung open and light poured in. Two people were standing there, grinning. The guy said, "Too bad they don't want you anymore." And the door shut. I woke up to my bed, feeling like it was breathing. I heard something being dragged across my floor. Then it suddenly stopped. Today at work, I felt a burning on my neck. I looked with my phone camera and I had four long scratches on my neck. It burned for about 30 minutes. I have photos of this. The other night, I got a scratch bite on my lower back. It burned also. I lit incense earlier. It was halfway burnt down and inside of a cup. I looked over and it was on my floor. If anyone can tell me what's happening or give me advice, please do. Should I go to the witchcraft subreddit? And that's where it ends.
Okay, let me finish writing this real quick.
Yeah.
Can
I also just say that the first comment is, "I read your post and I really want to help. Do not go to witchcraft. Call on the name of Jesus. His name is power. I'm praying for you. Message me. I'm happy to help."
No.
I find that so funny.
All right. So let's see.
Yeah, this one's intense.
I think I have the answer there.
I love how we went from light switch to I'm being sacrificed in my dreams and and I have burning marks on my body. If I'm gonna throw in, you know, my first guess is that sounds demonic as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Whether or not, you know, it is truly demonic, if I had to put in a guess as to what's causing it, you know, off the top of my head, from what I would think, that sounds not friendly.
All right, so Witch here. Hello.
Hi, Witch. What's up?
So, you were joking about the violent interdimensional boyfriend.
Yeah, can we go back to interdimensional dream boyfriend?
Mm-hmm. So you were only having this person reoccur in your dreams. Did they say at all that they put them on edge?
They said, I was aware in this dream, so it didn't scare me. He was cutting people open as I watched.
So that didn't scare them either. Okay. Yeah. So this person does not scare them. Okay, so...
And that, I mean, that would scare me, even if I knew it was a dream. I wouldn't want
to... What if your boyfriend suddenly just starts cutting people up?
Yeah, you know...
That, how does that make you feel?
Not...
Like, would you go along with it?
I wouldn't say I felt the most settled by it. I mean, like, even if I was lucid dreaming, I don't think I'd want to stick around and watch. Maybe that's...
No, like, okay, imagine IRL. Like, you're just in a room with him, and he's just like,
God.
Hang on a moment. He's like, hang on a moment.
Just pull
I'm going to just take this person, start cutting them up, all right? Don't worry about it. They can't scream.
And I'd say, sure, babe, whatever. Like, what the
would
fuck?
Would you, though?
No!
I have to know your reaction genuinely.
My reaction is I'd scream. I would scream, Arthur. I would call 911 and I would scream. What do you expect me to say?
Wouldn't he kill you next?
Oh my fucking God.
So they were talking about how they were lying in bed.
Yeah. Let me see. Where was that?
Now, what was that bit? Lying in bed.
Okay. I woke up to my bed, feeling like it was breathing. I heard something being dragged across my floor. Then it suddenly stopped.
Because you were awake. They didn't say that they moved from that bed.
No.
That could be sleep paralysis. That could very easily be sleep paralysis.
Right, like a sleep paralysis hallucination.
Mm-hmm. So I could write that off as sleep paralysis. However,
it gets interesting. And I will say, like, a lot of, like, in that first, like, you know, where they're talking all about just the dreams, like, they could just have reoccurring night terrors or very intense dreams.
Which I've had.
Yeah.
And I've felt pain in them, and I've felt intense fear in them.
Right.
And I've felt okay in them, but still light fear.
You know what does strike me as odd? And maybe this is something that a demon would do, but, like, showing you all of these, you know, very disturbing dreams and desensitizing you to them and, like, coming off as, like, benevolent in a weird way while, like, cutting someone open.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you feel comfortable enough with this person that's reoccurring in your dream enough to call them your, you know, quote-unquote boyfriend?
Okay, so then this is where things get interesting.
Yeah.
They start telling that they feel the dreams, and the guy in these dreams is reoccurring.
Right.
He is a reoccurring feature. And then it gets even more interesting because they're saying they're getting physical injuries that burn, such as the scratches on the back of their neck whilst they were at work, a scratch on their back, they're burning scratches at that.
Right.
So the physical pain, that hits me. And then the incense that's in the cup holder half burnt. They didn't say that there was any breeze in the room. But considering that they mentioned this, I'm going to say there wasn't. And then it was half burnt. But then outside the cup on a floor, if it's half burnt and you're not burning it on the floor, which people generally don't burn it on the floor, it was probably on a desk or
yeah,
a table.
What I'm, because the way that it sounds is it was halfway burnt down and inside of a cup, which tells me that it was probably within this cup and the cup did not fall over.
Yes, and even if the incense was at a slight angle because of the cup, it would be not on the floor further away from the incense, but rather just somewhere on the desk.
Yeah.
Which I have issues with often because incense is very tall and my cauldron is not really prepared for that.
Yeah, if it went from being inside of a cup to then on the floor.
yeah, that's not normal.
Like, how would you explain that away other than a draft? Because they said, like, they looked over and it was on my floor. So it's not, they didn't say, like, someone walked in. Like, and who would even do that? Like, who would take out a stick of incense and be like, I'll put this on the floor? Because, like, I'm going through, like, in my head what possible explanation.
Without them noticing. Right. This. Yeah.
I mean.
So. Here's what it is, in my personal opinion of having interesting interactions with things like this. So the phrases, the words I asked you to give those to me as well. Mm-hmm. You're not really going to let this happen to you, are you? If it's said not by that specific person, which they didn't say it was, so I'm going to assume this is a different male voice.
Yeah.
That's just adding to my theory, which I'll give you the theory in a moment.
Okay.
And too bad they don't want you anymore, again, said by the same person. Now, this person is romanticizing their interdimensional dream boyfriend.
Yes.
So the phrase from another person saying, too bad they don't want you anymore, is implying that their interdimensional dream boyfriend does not want them anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what this person's telling them.
Right.
You're not going to let this happen to you, are you? Is, again, that person, if it's the same fucking voice,
right,
which it seems like it is, that person is saying, oh, you're not really going to let this happen to you, are you? And I think they're implying that you're not really going to let this person, your interdimensional dream boyfriend, you know, be in your life like this, are you? Because they're not good for you kind of deal. And the dragging off to church is what really fucking hit it for me. This interdimensional dream boyfriend of yours is a demon. Flat out.
Mm-hmm.
Just egging on with the fact of the fact that this is reoccurring. You're not freaked out in any way by bodies being chopped up, but you're concerned enough to write it down.
Right.
Physical injuries that burn. Any burning is usually a sign of a demon.
Yeah, I mean, like, if you don't remember getting a scratch like that.
They were at work.
Yeah, like, you were just at work and all of a sudden you felt burning, like, and, you know.
And demons follow you.
Yeah.
You could easily have been followed to work.
It burned for 30 minutes. That's what they
30 mean. Minutes is not, it's not normal for any kind of injury to burn for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Even if my cat scratched me, which he can't, thank goodness I took him to get a pedicure, but he also never would. He's a good baby.
Hi,
Jareth. He's a good
baby. Hi, Jareth.
Jareth, come here. Why? Why do you never come to me when I call you? He does, but never on podcast.
No.
Don't look at me like that.
He doesn't like to perform. He gets stage fright.
Stage fright. Stage fright my ass. He meows sometimes. But physical injuries on their neck and then one on their back they mentioned as well. Yeah. The back of their neck and then their back. Those are common places that demons tend to touch. There's the back of your neck and your stomach. Those are three often, like, common occurring places.
Right.
Especially the back of the neck and the back, because those are areas that you won't, like, physically push them away from. You wouldn't see them if they were, you know, in a physical, corporeal form.
Right.
Feeling as if your bed is breathing, as well as hearing the carpet after you'd already been dragged across a carpet, moving. Now, like, you know, the sound of a carpet dragging and then suddenly stopping, that just kind of screams sleep paralysis to me.
Yeah.
Which, you know how people are like, haha, you're my sleep paralysis demon, like, as a joke.
Oh, yeah, that was a meme that was going around for a while.
They do exist. So it could be a sleep paralysis demon. However, they're not only showing up in your sleep paralysis stuff or your sleep, now they've decided to come into your waking life. Which gives me... this is a demon that is slowly feeding off of, I would assume, your romance. And the words, you're not really going to let this happen to you, are you? From somebody else, is you're not going to let this, like, demon into your life like this. And too bad they don't want you anymore is like a way of saying, hey, this demon doesn't want you anymore, and trying to convince you that the demon doesn't want you anymore. This could be an entirely different entity, maybe even angelic in nature, but I don't believe so, considering the way that you were dragged.
Yeah, it also, I would more like, so the way say, that they, you know, phrased it too, like, aw, too bad they don't want you anymore. Like, that's how I hear it, is almost like condescending. And so yeah. I feel like it went from, like,
it might playing, be two demons at this point.
I don't know.
Just fighting over you.
It also, so, wow, popular with the demons, huh?
Honestly, some souls are. Some souls are weak enough or strong enough to be delicious, you know?
So, I mean, maybe they were having fun appearing in your dreams for a while, and now they're bored with that. And that's why they decided to take it into the waking world.
That would make a lot of sense, yeah.
I mean, like, that.
Maybe they're getting bored.
Yeah, and so
demons often do get bored and need some sort of entertainment. If you're not entertaining to them enough anymore, if they don't find you fun, they'll either leave you or...
up the ante.
You know, they don't want you anymore, or they want you, but they want you more physically there, or they want you to just, like, you know, affected not further. Wanting you anymore. They want you more affected by them. They want you to be thinking of them a lot more.
Right.
And the more you think about them and the more you talk about them, the more powerful they get.
Exactly. With all of these stories, there's no way to truly tell if these are real stories, you know.
People, I need the person in front of me and to actually talk to me.
Yeah, there's no way of telling,
or even to just talk to me.
These could honestly just be stories. Again, they're from r/paranormal, and they say, like, these are supposed to be true personal paranormal experiences. This isn't from, like, r/no sleep. This is supposed to be real experiences. So, I mean, if this person is telling the truth, which I would give everyone here the benefit of the doubt. I'm not going to call anyone that I read their stories, like, a liar. But yeah, I don't know. Like, if this is truthful, they're not embellishing, this is exactly what's been happening, I would chalk up all the dream stuff to just really weird, you know, nightmares, if not for the scratches.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I could understand, like, one long scratch that burned, but having four long scratches on your neck, like, how would you even...
Four fingers, honey. Four out of five.
Like,
they don't tend to grip you unless they want to choke you.
They're like, just it makes sense you. That they, like, clawed you even.
Mm-hmm.
So, like,
they want attention. You're not giving it to them. You're at work. Yeah. Give me attention.
I mean,
like, when you're off doing something, I'm like, Emma.
You bother me and you send me, like, a million texts. Is that the demon? So, okay. I also want to reiterate that this person is asking for advice.
Oh, let me pause there too and say agnostic also kind of stuck out to me.
Yeah.
As them not believing in such, in gods and things, but knowing there's something. Now, having that happen, and being dragged off to a church of some sort, and, you know, too bad they don't want you anymore kind of deal, being agnostic and having somebody say, too bad they don't want you anymore, could also just say, too bad Jesus doesn't want you anymore.
Oh, that could be that too.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to throw that one out there.
So,
what's your conclusion of this?
I'm going to give this, if...
Well, what do you think it is first?
I would agree that it is a demon. I don't think it's a ghost. I said earlier, like, if it was just the nightmares, I would say this could be entirely psychological and you could just be going through it real bad.
Would you think it was a lesser demon, or would you think it is...
I don't know enough about demons to say. All I know is when I hear about, you know, the burning scratches, I don't know, like that to me, from like the little bit of research I've done and the in some of the experiences that I've read about, that screams demon.
So how many spooks out of 10?
So again, if this is a true story, I'm going to give this person the benefit of the doubt and all of what they're saying is truthful. I'd give this one a solid 8 out of 10.
So we've both given it a solid 8 out of 10 spooks.
Oh, you gave it 8 too?
Mm-hmm.
So tell me, is...
My reason for 8 out of 10 spooks is that this isn't something that shocks me. I've seen it before. Well, not personally seen it, but, you know, I've seen it posted about or spoken about before, especially when I was looking at my own personal demons and going, what the fuck are you? And just being very confused.
Yeah.
And trying to figure out if something was a demon, a shadow person, or something else. I was very confused at the time. I was, you know, between the ages of, like, 12 to 15, when you've got a demon just hanging around, it's like, what the hell are you?
Yeah.
But the reason I gave it an 8 out of 10 is because, you know, I've heard of it before, but it is still spooky and it's not a good thing to have a demon. Honestly, I would suggest, doing a lot of work on, like, you know, my help would be do a lot of work with, cleansing your home. You don't have to be a witch to cleanse your home.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't hurt to, you know, throw down some form of holy water, or for witches, moon water. Mm-hmm. Or is it sun water? I don't remember. throw down something!
Yeah, if you were to give them like your best advice on how to protect themselves, what would it be?
Burn some sage or some sandalwood. So take some sandalwood, burn that. Just go around your house. You can smudge it as well on like corners and stuff. Take some black salt, which you can make, or you can take just normal table salt. Put a line of that, or just, you know, a sprinkle a little bit along every single exit and entrance to your home. But I've done it at my front door with black salt. I've done all of my windows.
Mm-hmm.
So nothing bad is getting in here.
And do you think that that would help if something is already in their home?
Once you've done some cleansing, I think that could help. If you do cleansing and it gets worse, let me know.
Yeah, that...
Because then we've got a little bit more than a super strong, not... Like, then we have a little bit more than a not lesser demon. Yeah. Then we have a problem.
So basically you're saying if it is a lesser demon, this like doing the salt and the sage should be enough.
This should honestly be enough to deal with a demon in and of itself if you don't want it there, because it's going to weaken it. However, if, and this is especially good for black salt, like use if you can and know how to make black salt, good, great, perfect. If you can't, take some table salt.
Yeah.
It works as well. You know, and if you're scared about your bed too, maybe sprinkle it around your bed.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it doesn't hurt.
Yeah, I guess, like, just look up ways to cleanse your home. As for the whole, like, should you go to the witchcraft subreddit and bring this there? And then the person in the comments is like, call on the name of Jesus, don't go to witchcraft. You know, this person obviously thinks of witchcraft as being demonic. And, you know, there might be some of you in the audience that were brought up thinking the same thing. It's all about, you know, I'm pretty sure it's just about intention. It's not like you're drawing your energy from the devil, which is like what so many people say about witchcraft. It's like, oh, you sold your soul to the devil or whatever.
Now, because a lot of religious people are brought up with the thoughts of, now, not everyone, and it's definitely not a majority as far as I know, but you know, any other religion is the devil's work and bad, yeah, and you, don't stray.
If you listen to any other god, if you worship any other god, you're going to hell. And
it's a lot of older people do this too. And I think it's just because they really need something to believe in, which is fine. I mean, like, okay.
I told you about the time that I was a kid and like some middle-aged woman comes up to me and my mom and I'm like five and I'm listening to this conversation And this woman is like, are you Jewish? And my mom's like, yes. And she goes, it's too bad your daughter's going to hell. Like,
I want to, like, bitch slap that woman, you know, honestly. I'm just kind of, I'm that person who's like, excuse you?
Anybody that says anti-Semitism isn't a thing. That
That's a bad person.
Yeah.
Not all religious, you know, people are bad. That's a bad religious person.
It's one thing to go up to an adult and have a conversation like that. It's incredibly intrusive. But, like, to say that in front of, like, a five-year-old. It's even worse to do it
in front of their child.
Yeah, like, I was, like, five. That was so fucked up. Like, I don't need to be thinking about that at five just because I happen to be born to Jewish parents. Like, seriously, what the fuck?
Yeah, by the way, Emma, you're going to hell.
Yeah, right? Like, oops.
Whoops.
Oopsie. And I mean, like,
people make hell sound like such a horrible place. Honestly, with the way that God, quote unquote, has treated a lot of people, as opposed to the lack of information I have on Satan doing anything horrible.
Oh my
when,
God.
Like, when, I'm sorry, but like, as opposed to the information I have on Satan doing horrible things to people who, you know, don't listen to him, he doesn't seem like such a bad guy.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, it,
I'm just imagining the meme where it's like, prove me wrong, the guy like sitting at the table.
Satan did nothing wrong, prove me wrong. But he only went against, like, in the Bible, he only went against God and then got thrown down to hell.
Yeah, I mean,
which to me is kind of like a, oh, heaven forbid, heaven I decide to have a different mindset and be like, oh,
it is a little
I don't like the way shit's run up here.
Now, again, I mean, like, all of the stories from the Bible, you have to take that with a grain of salt. Like, it's not like God himself wrote it, although some people like to think that.
Also, please sit down and read the original stuff, not the redone stuff. Oh my God.
Yeah, before you start telling people who's going to hell and who's not going to hell, read the source material. But yeah, I mean,
listen. So I'm not like anti-religious.
I mean,
I'm not anti, you know, Christian or Buddhism or Catholic or Jewish. I'm just anti-rude.
Yeah, don't be rude. But like, also, if you believe in Jesus and you want to call on the name of Jesus and that brings you comfort,
do it.
Like, if you think that'll help, fucking go for it.
Yeah, if you think that's going to help and you think that that's what's going to make you comfortable and this is what makes you, you know, happy and this is your thing, this is your religion, and it's not hurting anyone.
Exactly.
Do it.
So, I mean, some advice when it comes to, like, I guess, demonic stuff.
And I'm sorry, I have to apologize for the way that I've worded some things, because I know that it's going to sit down and, you know, probably rub a couple people wrong with me going, oh, you know, I think Satan did nothing wrong, prove me wrong kind of meme. But, you know, that's just my view on maybe just on Christianity itself specific. But, you know, I can also be persuaded the exact opposite way. I'm very neutral.
You know, it's that you don't want to form an opinion without researching it yourself.
I know some things, but not enough to sit down and form an opinion.
Right.
So, Satanism, bad, good, other religion, bad, good, You know, I don't think it's bad. It's I think religion. That the people who teach might need to be a little bit nicer, though.
Exactly. Like, it's not the religion, it's the people manipulating people to act a certain way under the guise of religion.
Like, yes. That's what gets me, really. I think the stories might be real, and they seem interesting. And they seem to kind of match up with the timeline. So, you know, I'm not going to say that Jesus or God aren't real.
Consult the Bible.
Consult the Bible.
You know, it's just like growing up in such a religious, heavy town. Like, there's, like, it's a small rural town that I grew up in. I was one of the only Jews in town, come from a Jewish family, very far and few between. Like, I was like one of two Jews, like, in my entire school system for my town. And like, for me, I saw a lot of the hypocrisy growing up on the outside of it and watching, you know, like here, and not every church, God, like not every church is like this, but you see so often people are like, if you're gay, you're going to hell. If you don't accept Jesus Christ as your savior, you're going to hell. And it's like, I thought Jesus was about forgiveness and acceptance. I thought it like, and I thought Jesus died for our sins so we were forgiven. Like, and everyone's just like, no, that doesn't, don't twist it. You're wrong. And it's like, this is what like certain pastors or whatever, like people in power that say that they interpret the Bible and God's word. It's up to them to control their congregation. I mean, when you hold the Bible up and people believe in the Bible, they'll believe what you say most of the time. That's just how it's been for a really long time. And again, it's not every church.
Do people
church.
Carry Bibles around?
No, but there are Bibles in like every hotel room for some reason.
What?
You didn't know that?
I've been to fancy hotel rooms who don't do that.
Have you opened up every single drawer? There's usually a Bible in one of them.
Yes, I've opened every single drawer. Maybe I'm going to different hotels than
Maybe.
You.
Maybe. There's usually...
I do go to fancier hotels than you. I can confirm I am very... what's the word?
Were you flexing on me just now? Bro.
A little bit.
Bro, you flexing
I think
on
I've
me?
Been... I think I've been called Prissy.
Prissy.
Yeah, you know, just a little bit.
Asshole.
You know you love me, though.
I love how you're just like, I know I've been to fancier hotels.
I'm not wrong.
Who says?
Me, just now, obviously.
You think I haven't been to fancy hotels?
How much did your fancy hotel cost?
Ask my dad, he gets miles.
At dad.
He's a frequent flyer, so I don't know, he's a fucking...
At dad, come on the podcast and let us know.
He's a fucking platinum member, I don't know.
So is my aunt. Get on my level.
Get on my dad's level, fuck.
Get on my dad's level. I can't.
I can't, he's like a foot taller than me.
Yeah, he's too tall.
All right, back on topic. I wanted to actually say something advice-wise. I went on a little bit of a tangent about religion. Bottom line with that is whatever you guys believe in, we love and accept that, especially if it's different from us, because that brings something new to the table. What we don't like is hypocrisy and being generally rude and shoving your belief down someone else's throat, especially if it makes them uncomfortable. You know, it's all about boundaries. But at the end of the day, whatever you guys believe in, as long as it's not hurting anybody, like, but what I wanted to say, because it's back to the story, they wanted, you know, advice and all of that. One thing that I can say that, and I don't know, you know, how effective this is, but one of the people that I watch on YouTube, she talks a lot about surrounding yourself with light. And this is like metaphorical. But like, so, and she talks about like God a lot and like surrounding yourself with like God's light. But she also says like, you want to put out like this energy of being of light and love, having a positive outlook and surrounding yourself, you know, and you're protecting your energy is something that she says a lot. But I think it's all like from a psychological point of view of just like telling yourself, like, I am here to attract light. If you are not a being of light, you are not allowed in my space. So, and again, I don't know how effective something like that is or exactly how you would go about, you know, manifesting that, but that could be something that you can look into as well.
As far as the / witchcraft, don't post in there. Post in / real witchcraft if you want real answers.
Or just message
if
Arthur.
That's what you want to do.
Honestly, like, you
if
can...
you want to message me, I'll do my best. I've had to deal with these situations before, myself and with other people. I can do my best,
and
but
I mean, like,
I am not an entire community of several thousand.
Yeah, and I mean, like, if you guys want advice on anything, like, feel free to leave a comment. If you're on YouTube, feel free to leave a comment down below and we'll respond to you with whatever we got, you know? But yeah, I mean, any final thoughts on this one? And then I think we have time for one more story.
My final thoughts. You've got a demon.
You got a demon, bro. Jesus. All right. One more story.
I'm not Jesus. Stop implying this.
One more story.
Yeah, one more story. Let's go for it.
All right.
Let's help another person.
All right, this is a short one. It is called Possible Haunted Doll. You ready?
Let's hear about it.
Several years ago, my grandparents gifted me an old doll. I know they purchased it in Ireland, but I have no way of knowing what type of shop it's from. The doll remained untouched in my closet from around 2013 until a couple of months ago, when I found it while cleaning. Since then, it's been sitting on my desk, and while it has shifted position slightly, I'm assuming that is all just from slight drafts or me bumping into it. Essentially, I have no concrete evidence of it being haunted. However, every time I'm around it, it's almost as if I can feel a sort of energy coming off from it, and it makes me very uneasy. My dog will also sometimes get up on its hind legs and sniff up at my desk, which he has never done previously, even when I have food and things on there. The whole situation is just a bit odd, and I was wondering what other people thought, as well as how I could figure out for sure if it's haunted and what I should do if it is.
All right. Did they mention their grandparents being alive or not?
No, they didn't.
Okay. That would be an important thing I would like to know. Now, the dog getting up on its hind legs and sniffing at it, which it's never done before to anything on their desk, that can be two things.
Mm-hmm.
The dog could be interested in it simply because it is a new item that smells different.
That's what I was thinking.
And the dog is curious as to what the hell this thing is. And, you know, maybe it's a toy for them. They're interested. Like, the dog doesn't know. The other option is the dog could be sensing some sort of entity in there and thus reacting to it. So that's two things.
Yeah.
Do I know which one it is?
No.
Hell no.
No, it's not like you can ask the dog.
I could ask the dog. I don't think the dog's going to answer me. And they feel uneasy because they feel a sort of energy coming off of it when they're around it. Now, this is an Irish old doll.
Mm-hmm.
Ireland is well known for having many, many, many deities. So it's not impossible that it has some form of energy on it. And you feeling uneasy could easily just be explained by the fact that it's not been in your room for very long like this.
Yeah. Maybe it just looks weird. Maybe it just looks like a little creepy and you've watched one too many scary movies.
But I don't want to entirely debunk this. There could just be a trace of energy on it that's making you feel uneasy because you've never had energy in this room.
I personally would say that this is the least, other than, partying with shadow people. Other than partying with shadow people, this is probably the least convincing for me personally. Just because, like, I mean, even while reading the demon story earlier, I mean, I felt uneasy. It happens when your brain, you know, if you're paranoid, you know, it just, you get paranoid easily. And subconsciously, you could be thinking that old creepy doll, old creepy haunted dolls, like it could just be a subconscious thing in your mind. And now you're just, because you saw like your dog getting up on its hind legs and shifting, and you saw it shifting slightly, you're just like, in the back of your mind, it's very possible that you're just putting a lot of stuff together and it's creeping you out. And that's the energy that you feel. So for me, like I said, this would be a 1 out of 10. It's for me, it's not believable because I feel like there's a lot that can be explained away. It could just be a old creepy doll.
I also gave it a 1 spook out of 10. And the reason for that is I think that they're not wrong because they feel energy. I think it's either the remnants of energy from the place that it's from, remnants of energy from your grandparents themselves, or just you're not used to it, but it's got a different energy because it's not from your general, it's different. So it's changed the energy of your room.
Right. And you might just be hypersensitive to that.
I think it's just remnants of energy. I don't think there's anything supernatural about it. Yeah.
Yeah.
At most, it's remnants of energy. At least, it might just be that you're just not used to it yet. Give it some time. Don't be concerned about it.
What I love about this is how serious you really, like, took these.
Well, yeah, I wanted to take these very seriously.
Like, taking notes and all that. Like, because, you know, like, at the end of the day...
I didn't want to miss anything.
Yeah. You know, at the end of the day, I just want to... It's not like I want to sit here and debunk everything. I want to believe. I want the concrete evidence that makes me think, you know, maybe there's more to the world than I think there is.
But I debunked and also put down ones as well that I was like, no, this one's real. This one's partially real. This one's not
real
at all. Which,
you know, also speaks to the validity of your experiences, that it's easy for you to say, like, what is easily debunked and what isn't. You don't jump at every little flicker of your lights and say, that's paranormal, that was a ghost, you know?
I've had my lights flicker so often, and I'm just like, wow, electricity, shit.
And, you know, there are people that really believe in ghosts that, like, their first thought is, oh my god, there's a ghost in here, isn't there? And so it's very reassuring to know that, like, you look at this as objectively as possible, because that's what I try to do. But yeah, so, like, this was a really fun episode to record. Again, I love how objectively you viewed all of this. I think we got to the bottom of some of these a little bit. I forgot to say who did the possible haunted doll story. That was from user Dark Coim. COIM. Dark Coim. But yeah, I would love to do another episode like this. I think these are super fun. And if you guys want to, like, send us your stories, feel free to, like, if you're on YouTube, feel free to put the comment down below. And again, if you decide that you want to subscribe to the Patreon, it'll give you access to the Discord and you can send us your stories there as well. I definitely want to do this again. So yeah, I think that just about wraps it up. It is 12:30 in the morning and I'm fading. So I think we're going to call it here.
Stay spooky.
Stay spooky.
Bye.